From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Former President Bill Clinton has undergone a successful procedure to open a blocked artery in his heart with two stents. The 63-year-old Clinton underwent the procedure after being taken to the Columbia campus of New York Presbyterian Hospital today after he reported experiencing chest pains. Just a few moments ago, Steve Barnes, communication director for the Clinton Foundation, said Mr. Clinton is on his way to a speedy recovery. He said the former president thanked his doctors, and he said Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and daughter Chelsea Clinton are with him, and he looks forward to getting back to the work of the foundation. The doctor who performed the procedure on the former president said things went smoothly, and he hopes Mr. Clinton will be able to go home tomorrow. Clinton underwent a quadruple bypass in 2004 to clear blocked arteries, and that procedure was also deemed successful. The sound of anti-government protesters in Tehran today, who turned out in defiance of hundreds of thousands of pro-government backers who also turned out in the streets. Both sides were marking the anniversary of the Islamic Revolution. In a number of locations around Tehran, police reportedly fired tear gas to disperse demonstrators and also fired paintballs at protesters in an effort to mark them for arrest. Gangs of hardliners also reportedly attacked senior opposition figures. Iran's president is claiming his country could enrich uranium to a level that experts say would be needed for a nuclear bomb. However, the U.S. has raised doubts about that. More from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad told a rally that the country is capable of enriching uranium up to 80%, though he said it doesn't have to because it has no plans to build a bomb. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs responded by saying Iran has a history of making statements based on politics, not physics. At the State Department, spokesman P.J. Crowley said that Iran seems to be trying to impose a near-total information blockade as Iranians mark the anniversary of the Islamic Revolution. Crowley called it a sign that the regime fears its own people. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Morning downpour soaked many of the homeless people in earthquake-ravaged Haiti. Many camps, meanwhile, are still without tents or plastic sheeting. NPR's Richard Harris reports from Port-au-Prince.
The rain came down for well over an hour, and for the many people without adequate shelter, it was the first taste of what they could be facing when the rainy season begins in earnest. People in poorly constructed camps slept under blankets and cardboard. They wondered why aid agencies haven't provided them with better shelter. Kim Balduk, who coordinates the United Nations humanitarian relief efforts here, said they simply don't have enough tarps and tents to meet demand.
So the UN can only appeal. The UN spent all the money they had to buy everything that was just nearby. We brought everything we could.
She said the international community has so far donated enough for 300,000 people, and more like 1 million people are without shelter as a result of the January 12th quake. Richard Harris, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 105 points today. This is NPR. A top Republican lawmaker is saying he would support issuing a subpoena to compel Toyota's president Akio Toyoda to testify at upcoming hearings on safety recalls affecting the automaker. Darrell Issay, the top Republican on the House Oversight Committee, said today the panel wants to know what Toyota knew about problems with its vehicles and when regulators were informed. Toyota has recalled millions of vehicles to fix potential problems with stuck accelerators and also recalled new versions of its Prius to deal with braking problems. We've heard a lot about the problem of underwater mortgages and the foreclosures that follow, but the panel overseeing the bank bailout program says underwater commercial real estate loans could also hurt the recovery. NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
According to a new report from the Congressional Oversight Panel, in the next 4 years, nearly $1.5 trillion worth of loans for strip malls, hotels, offices, and apartments will have to be refinanced. And that will be a real problem for at least half of those loans, which are underwater, meaning the borrowers owe more than the properties are worth. Elizabeth Warren chairs the panel.
Estimated losses are in the range of $200 to $300 billion. And they're concentrated among the community banks, which are the same banks that we're counting on to do small business lending.
Warren says nearly 3,000 small and mid-sized banks are heavily exposed to commercial real estate loans. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
Number of workers filing first-time jobless claims fell by a larger-than-expected amount last week. The Labor Department says first-time claims for unemployment benefits fell by 43,000 to a seasonally adjusted 440,000. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.